On Radio Margaritaville, I'm Steve Huntington with Mac McAnally. Hello, Mac. Welcome back
How's it going, Steve? Good to see you.
It's going great, and congratulations on the brand new Down by the River release. What a great album you've come up with once again.
Well, you know, this one was a little bit different than any one that I've done before, just in the time frame of it, because there really shouldn't be any kind of sense of urgency for 50-year-old folk singers, but somehow or other we ended up with a deadline on this one, and it was kind of exhilarating to try to make it, and we did.
Well, you know, you had plenty of time to, since the last one,
to write songs. Yeah, the songs I had, and my nature with records is to go about my business and do everybody else's stuff on the front burner, and my stuff's on the back burner. And that's this record wouldn't have gotten made this year in the normal chain of things, but really I think because of a record that I had out with Kenny Chesney earlier in the year that made it up into the charts and reminded a couple of folks how to pronounce my porcupine of a name, that we ended up with a reason to go cut a record a little quicker.
Right. Down the Road begat You First, which begat the whole album.
Yeah, that's really how it happened. Yeah.
I've always known that about you, about how generous you are of working on Jimmy's projects and other projects before your own. So I guess if you do have to set a little timetable and stick to it.
Well, I should be better at that by now, but it's just kind of the way I was raised. On farm, you do what's asked of you first and then what's left to do later.
That's great. Let's get right into the songs. This first one, Blame It on New Orleans. Well, maybe we'll listen to it because we've already gabbed, and then we'll talk a little bit about it afterwards.
Sounds good.
So here's the opening track from Down by the River, Mac McAnally. This is Blame It on New Orleans on Radio Margaritaville.
I like the morning. I'm fond of afternoons. I love the evening, but it's over too soon. What's wrong with me? I blame it on New Orleans. I like hot sauce, love that southern style. I try to find a way, give a day to smile. Quite honestly, I blame it on New Orleans. Whoa, some people find disturbing what goes on down on Bourbon. Beats all you ever saw, except for Mardi Gras. And that's a whole other thing. I like the people, they make the most of life. They take a real good thing and bam, add a little spice. But that's just me, I blame it on New Orleans. The ladies, they hate what's not to like, and on occasion when they act unladylike, historically, they blame it on New Orleans. I like the music, blues and Dixieland. I play air trombone, the Preservation Hall band, categorically, I blame it on New Orleans. Cafe du Monde and Mothers, Cape Ball and all the others. I never get my fill, and I never will.
No, sir.
The whole world can sing, saints go marching in. It won't be long, they're gonna march again. You wait and see, and blame it on New Orleans. There will come a day, I'd like to think, when war's a song and hurricanes a drink. Eventually, let's blame it on New Orleans. Hey, don't blame me, blame it on New Orleans. New Orleans.
Mac McAnally with us in Radio Margaritaville. The first song on the new one, Down by the River, Blame It on New Orleans. What a great song.
Thank you, sir.
I hear that, and I think, Jimmy, if Jimmy heard this, he'd say, hey, Mac, don't record that. Let's put that on one of my albums.
Well, yeah, well, maybe that'll happen later. You know, it's worked before. It's my job turned out okay, you know,
yeah,
in the city.
Sure.
That kind of thing there's precedent for, you know.
Sure. Blue guitar from Peter and Raj.
Absolutely,
that,
yeah.
Had a life before Jimmy said, I want to do that.
Well, the song came about, you know, we got to go play the first Jazz Fest after Katrina, and they... you know, my buddies that live in New Orleans had really the insight to write the heart-rending songs about New Orleans. I'm not educated enough, but I wanted to do something for them. And my vantage point in North Mississippi was we always blamed everything on New Orleans. You know, we'd have a preacher go down to a conference and go off like a Roman candle and never be the same, and we'd blame it on him. You know, so that's how it happened. And so I wanted to think of some good things to blame on New Orleans. That's how that worked.
It led to a very...
It's Jimmy from Florida. It's all...
Well, it led to a very good song. And you can, in the city of Big Pants, you can blame that.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely the truth. Always carry your big pants to New Orleans.
Yeah. And next up is the title song, Down by the River. And the inspiration there?
Well, you know, my life in the last... half anyway has taken place down by the river, down by the Tennessee River in Muscle Shoals. I've been blessed enough to make a lot of music there, and there, you know, for us Bible Belt guys, we grew up getting dunked in water, you know, and there's the water plays a recurring theme for all of us, so it's a little bit of circle of life, I guess. And I was lucky enough to get to write it from Al Anderson of NRBQ, and he's a great swamp guitar hero of mine, and so it's got a little bit of that gospel fervor to it, I guess, and hopefully a little bit of Muscle Shoals grease in there mixed in.
Here it is, Down by the River, Mac McAnally on Radio Margaritaville.
Bouncing off the bottom floor, drowning in despair. Used to think there was no satisfaction anywhere. Now I'm walking every day, big smile on my face. Everybody's asking me where I found the state of grace. Say, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. Gonna talk you down?
Down by the river.
What it's all about?
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of doubt?
Down by the river.
Thank the Lord, I'll say. Everyone around the world, no matter who they be, men and women, boys and girls, sinners just like me, rich, poor, and hypocrites, all benefit the same. Make the trip, take the dip, brother, you'll be glad you came. Say where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
That's what it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of doubt.
Down by the river.
Thank the Lord, I'm saved. Have a high or low opinion of yourself. Either way, don't think that you're above nobody else.
Well,
there's all kinds of right and wrong we're all gonna do. Keep in mind, there comes a time that we'll be asked of you. Say, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going to bend?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. I'm gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not one shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Thank you, Lord, I'll say. Where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. I'm gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
That's what it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not one shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Thank you, Lord, I'll say. We'll be right back.
is down by the river for the people shopping in the record store. Are there still record stores?
There are, yeah.
The people that pick up your CD and go, oh, he does the Neil Young song on this.
I played it a lot as a child.
There you go. And so Down by the River, title song of Mac McAnally's new album. In fact, speaking of purchasing it, well, the first place I would send you, just for every reason whatsoever, is to MacMcAnally.com.
Yeah, it's a spelling test right off the bat. You know, it's a
MacMcAnally. I have to be Mac.
Oh, for one. No, just one in. One in. MCANALLY, yeah.
Well, you know what? Because I said MCA as fast as I did, I should have said MACMCANALLY.
It's a porcupine of a name.
Yes.
You know?
It'll work. I think, you know.
God intended me to be a sideman.
You've had a great career, you know. I mean, you're. And you continue to. Mac McAnally is our special guest on Radio Margaritaville. And we're up to the third song. If you hang around long enough, a little. Showing your countryside.
Little honky tonker. This is kind of a state line honky tonk song. You know, if you hear this one, you probably know that I have spent a lot of time in the vicinity of some pickled eggs and some cigarette smoke and some buildings with no windows close to the state line. I grew up in a dry county, so you had to go to a place like that to dance or play music. And so I spent a fair amount of time underage in those places. And that song was written with Jeff Hanna from the Dirt Band. And if he and I can't write a song about hanging around long enough, I don't know who can. We've both been hanging around a long time.
Perfect. Mac McAnally from Down by the River on Radio Margaritaville, Sirius XM. If you hang around long enough.
A beer bottle thrown across the room hits the wall behind my head and boom, there goes another fine daydream. A role model, a hero of my youth, man that only sings the truth, just sitting down to talk to me. Said, son, the secret of my overnight success, hard work and luck, 20 years and nothing less. If you hang around long enough, if you can have a good time when times are tough, then maybe, just maybe, get around to figuring out what you can do and do without, and you recognize the real stuff if you hang around long enough. Well, a bar talk is politics and work. Women rule and men are jerks. I say, what else is new? And the waitress is hot and the beer's cold, feeling young and getting old, but I don't know what I'd rather do. Quarter drops, Merle Haggard sings the way I am. The people lie when they say they don't give a damn. If you hang around long enough and you can have a good time and times are tough, then maybe, just maybe, you get around to figuring out what you can do and do without, and you recognize the real stuff if you hang around long enough. Some days I may not have. If you hang around long enough, if you can have a good time when times are tough, then maybe, just maybe, you get around to figuring out what you can do and do without, you recognize the real stuff. You appreciate the real stuff if you hang around long enough. Hang around long enough.
Well, there's Mac McAnally kicking some butt on Radio Margaritaville.
Hang around long enough. Yeah.
And this is the album. I'm I could say this is the new album, but that might preclude us from playing this years from now on the air, and I'd still want to leave that possibility out. So this is Down by the River.
Well, that, new, that, old, well done, because they stay new for about 4 years for me. So
absolutely.
You know, that's,
I feel the same way. Yeah. You know, I mean, the shelf life is the shelf life. You don't remember the old days when an artist was put one out and expected to come out with another one within 6 months?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite lines in the history of the music business was Willis Allen Ramsey, 8 years after his first album, Shelter Records, came and said, when do you think we can expect the second album? And he goes, what was wrong with the first one? 8 years. And he hasn't made it yet.
No, he hasn't made it yet. Yeah. But that's the same guy that Jimmy Buffett plucked two of for his repertoire thus far.
Oh,
for
yes.
His
Spider
body
John.
Work, yeah.
Yeah.
And Northeast Texas Women.
And Northeast Texas Women, absolutely. Yeah. A couple of great songs.
Yeah. Well, you got a bunch of new great songs, new to us, and on account of you is what we're up to right now. Mac?
You know, that sort of draws on, that one sounds very Muscle Shoals to me, and it's me trying to play gospel piano kind of like my mom. There, so there's some me imitating one of my heroes. My mom was one of my piano heroes, and song's really about all of those folks that you run into that make your life better because you knew them. And I lost a couple of those in the last 3 or 4 years, my mom included, a couple of close friends. And this is an attempt to honor them and go on living in a way that would honor them as well. So the song is just a reminder of the good things you pick up along the way.
On Radio Margaritaville, Mac McAnally.
That alarm clock goes like it does most every morning. I don't feel near as bad as the things I've been through. I'm a work in progress, lots of room for improvement. But I'm a whole lot better on account. Pour me a cup, I thumb through the paper. It sets me to thinking, what's this world coming to? Bad as it is, it's not as bad as it could be. It's a whole lot better on account of you. Lord, I know. Does it all by themselves? But it seems to me that the neediest people are the last ones to ask you for help. Some things you're born knowing, some you only learn from living. I miss a lot of them, but I picked up a few. I'm a little more patient, a little more understanding. I'm a whole lot better on account of you. On account of you. Are the first ones to offer their help. That alarm clock goes, and I'm already up this morning. I find myself searching for some good that I can do. Maybe someday I'll hear from a friend or from a stranger. It's a whole lot better on account of you. in progress, lots of room for improvement. But it's a whole lot better on account of you.
On Account of You, on Radio Margaritaville, Mac McAnally, the new album, Down by the River. And we're up to Nothing Like a Sunny Day, which I don't know if you even think in these terms, but I thought if you were making a song that would be perfect on Radio Margaritaville, this is the one you made. You know, I don't know.
Well, you know, there is nothing like a sunny day. That's a cool thing. It transcends all income tax brackets, all races and creeds. You just see people smile when there's a nice sunny day. You can't help it. You know, however dark a mood can be, it gets better with a nice sunny day. And so it's a very simple song, and I honestly wrote it not knowing whether I would ever cut it or pitch it to somebody else. And we cut it on Elo's album, and he did a great version of it. But along the way, I just got kind of used to singing and smile. A song kind of makes me smile to sing, and I kind of like things that make me smile. I don't know, that's an influence of Mr. Buffett, I guess. Things that make you smile end up recurring as good things. So this one is one of those.
A very valuable song, and like the sunny day itself, the fewer of them you have in your annual year, the more valuable it is. You know?
It increases the intrinsic value. You're right.
Did you write this at home in Nashville?
I did. Yeah, yeah. But it was over a while. I just sort of was strumming that little groove and threw in a little fretless bass lick somewhere along the way and sang the chorus for a long time before I figured out what the song was going to be about. I knew it was going to be about sunny days being cool, but I didn't want it to get much more involved than that, and finally got it right, I think.
Here it is on Radio Margaritaville, Mac McAnally, Nothing Like a Sunny Day.
Seek the truth, but you keep finding something else. It's disturbing. Any problems that you might be going through, they look smaller from a higher point of view. I think it's time to remind you, it's nothing like a sunny day. Get you smiling, nothing like a sunny day. Ease your mind and chase those clouds away. All I want to say is nothing like a sunny, nothing like a sunny day. All religion, every nationality, so much in common, but we tend to disagree. It's so disturbing. Young or old, or rich or poor, or black or white, we all feel better when the sun is shining bright. It might remind us who designed us. There's nothing like a sunny day. Get you smiling, nothing like a sunny day. Ease your mind and chase those clouds away. All I want to say is nothing like a sunny, nothing like a sunny day. Empty, still more than fills the cup. And if you're in the dark, you might just need to open up the curtain. For certain, it's nothing like a sunny day. Get you smiling, there's nothing like a sunny day. To ease your mind and chase those clouds away. To say there's nothing like a sunny, nothing like a sunny, nothing like a sunny day.
There's nothing like a sunny day on Radio Margaritaville. They go very well together, and it is great to have Mac McAnally back on the air with us. And the occasion is a pretty good one, too. The album Down by the River. We're laying it all out for you here on Radio Margaritaville. Mac, we're up to over and out.
Well, one of the ways that this record is different than what I've done before is I sort of just let every song be its own character. You know, as opposed to having a band that plays the whole all the tracks on the record, or I try to get a vocal sound that's the vocal sound. I let every song sort of point me in the way that it should go. And this is a silly song. It kind of came as a result of watching Cops and hearing people talk in radio terminology, you know, Roger and Over Out and all, you know, all of that stuff, Breaker 19, CB talk, and that morphed with some Western Swing residue that I've got somewhere down in my hands. A little bit of, I was listening to Django a little bit, so I tried to play a little bit of that kind of archtop guitar hot licks, and it all sort of morphed together into a silly little thing that I really like.
Yeah, here it is, Over and Out on Radio Margaritaville, Mac McAnally.
She's a freak for a uniform. She watches Cops every time it's on. She sounds a lot like Dragnet talking on the telephone. She picked me out of a lineup, and I was hell, but not against my will. Today at 0800 hours, she moved in for the kill. She said, over and out. Roger that, there ain't no doubt. Could you come back one more time? She declined. Don't you care no more, she said. Mister, that's a big 10-4. Big gone, three strikes, you're over and out. I'm a glutton for punishment from the way she lays down the law. I've been around, but she beats all I ever saw. Except in Arkansas. I have a natural tendency to not leave well enough alone. At every opportunity she cuts me to the bone. She said, over and out. Roger that, there ain't no doubt. Could you come back one more time? She declined. Don't you care no more, she said. Mister, that's a big 10-4. Big gone, three strikes, you're over and out. My eyes are blood red, dark clouds around my head, and chalk lines around my bed. Shoes are full of lead, I'm not quite dead, but I'm over and out. Don't you care no more, to which she replied, Mister, that's a big 10-4, big gone, three strikes, you're over and I got your closure, over and heaven knows you're over and out.
There is Mac McAnally's Convoy, 2009, Over and Out. Roger that. That's a good one. And the album Down by the River is out now.
Yes.
It's been outed.
It is. It's out and not over yet.
It's definitely not over. Pick it up. iTunes has it.
Yes.
That means that each track is available individually.
Each track's available,
how about,
yes.
How about
you
that?
Can make your own sequence. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
actually, a couple of my friends that I've sent the album to, but because I sort of sang them each as their own entity, or they think it's different guys singing the songs. They apparently... It's less identifiably me. I got a couple of sort of rave ops,
yeah,
raspy soul kind of guy songs, and some country stuff, and I just, you know, go after every song on its own merit.
And this one is the one we got to know and love first, you first, fittingly enough, in advance of the album, and pretty cool song, Mac.
This one is a pet. It's got a little juice in it. It stands the hair up on my arm still, and I'm not necessarily a big fan of my own voice, so it's hard for me to wring emotion out of myself as a singer, but I wrote it with one of my heroes, Lenny LeBlanc, from down in Daytona, originally in Muscle Shoals for the last 30 years, is one of my best friends and one of my heroes. And we were talking about, one thing that I've always done is to try to say words and then make them mean different things and progressively more as the song progresses. And you know, we started with kids daring one another to do something first, you know, like you jump off the high dive first or whatever. And we started thinking of good examples of self-sacrifice later on, and there we couldn't come up with anything better than our troops. And I come from, you know, a veteran of the Japanese theater with my dad, and my father-in-law went into Normandy, Utah Beach, and all the stories that those guys told about the sacrifice troops make for one another were a great example to throw into the second verse. And it gave us the idea to give the proceeds of the song to the Wounded Warriors, and Jimmy's always been a great advocate of the Wounded Warriors, so he had already sort of done the due diligence on the charity aspect of things. But the, you know, whatever your vantage point on any particular conflict that our country might be in, the troops, their sacrifice is the same. They make the same sacrifice, whether it's a good deal or a bad deal or a police action or a war. They stand it up and give it up every day. And this song, it's a special one for me, but it's certainly the least that I could do, and I'm happy to do that.
On Radio Margaritaville, Mac McAnally, you first.
The river looked much wider than it ever seemed before. Even though we crossed 100 times or more, we were scared, so we dared each other, you first, and I'll be right behind you, you first. I'll meet you on the other side. The nature of the hero requires a leap of faith. Find out what you're made of when it's your time to say you first. The chopper drops the ladder in the middle of the war. Sergeant says there's only room for just one more. Two wounded brothers, one says to the other, you first, and I'll be right behind you, you first. I'll meet you on the other side. The nature of a hero requires a leap of faith. Find out what you're made of when it's your time to say you first. Now I'm standing over you. All these years that we've been through, I wish it could be me. I never thought that it might be you first. But I'll be right behind you, you first. I'll meet you on the other side. You always were my hero. Here's my leap of faith. You find out what you're made of when it's your time to say you first.
That's you first from Mac McAnally, and that third verse is a killer too. We didn't mention that, and I don't.
Well, anybody
I don't
that,
make that pun.
No, it's
too lightly,
we had to go somewhere after the second verse.
You should. Sure, yeah.
And
wait,
it's kind of a haymaker.
Dry eye in the house.
It's a little bit of a haymaker. Yeah, I'm a pitiful guy.
I think not. You connected the dots extremely well.
No, yeah. Honestly, though, I should say I've written some sad songs that are inherently sad, but the truth of the matter is we all go through these things, you know. And another example of mine, Somewhere Nice Forever, which is a song about loss, like the last verse of this song, like losing somebody you're close to, it's as sad as that is, it's a common experience. And when you hear someone else dealing with it in a song, it actually makes a positive thing for the listener, I think, sometimes. I get a lot of letters to that effect. And so those songs actually serve a purpose that maybe I didn't even know about when I wrote it. You know, it was helping me, and then it helped somebody else later.
They serve a huge purpose. Anybody with music in their lives, and especially, you know, going through a tough situation and having the right sad lyrics or bluesy type material will carry them through it.
That's
true. I've never been as suicidal as I would be if I didn't have music in my life.
Oh, absolutely. I did. One of my neighbors in Alabama would go with us to see a blues band one time, and an hour into the show, she leaned over and said, "Is it just me, or are all these blues songs depressing?"
Yeah, but they help you feel better in the long run. Yeah. Take my word for it.
That's right.
We're up to Unresolved on Mac McAnally's Down by the River album. Mac?
That's a different one. In my mind, I was writing that as a song to pitch. You know, mm-hmm. When I set out writing that song, I said, this would be a cool song for a girl to sing. You know, I imagined a female vocal, and I sort of cut a little track, and I threw down a little vocal on it. And everybody kept saying, "Boy, that's a really good vocal on that demo." And it is actually the track, the demo is what this turned into, the record of this thing. And when I listen to it now, it actually dawns on me that it has a lot to do with what I was going through. You know, some things I've always been as a friend or a husband or a brother or a father, I'm always trying to fix things. And having gone through a divorce about 10 years ago, I had these things I couldn't fix. And unresolved is really what that is. It's unresolved. You know, you want to make everything okay, and you can't make everything okay. And so there's actually more of me mashed into that than I would have known until it was done.
On Radio Margaritaville, Mac McAnally, Unresolved.
Child, you say you never will forget. Daddy said he'd just be gone a while, and he ain't come back yet. Never did know who to blame. I hold out hope just the same. What I want for Christmas, what I wish upon a star. I blow out all the candles on every birthday so far. And when I lay me down to sleep, I pray my New Year's resolution every New Year's Day is unresolved. What I want for Christmas, what I wish upon a star. I blow out all the candles on every birthday so far. When I lay me down to sleep, I pray my New Year's resolution every New Year's Day is unresolved. it's under his eye.
Unresolved on Radio Margaritaville. Well, if you are a female singer looking for a piece of material, know that that it would be adapted well as it was originally conceived.
Yeah, I think that's the way it should be finally, but I don't mind being the carrier at the moment. I'm a carrier pigeon for this song.
You are for all of these.
Yeah.
You know, it's not impossible to think that any number of these could go onto other people's recordings, as you've been so fortunate and good about having.
I've been blessed over the years to have them come out, and you know, and I can say it the way I want to say it, and then some people have found a different, sometimes better way to say it as well.
And imagine the artist that could do this next one. This is Bound to Get Down.
Bound to Get Down.
And this, there's a couple of arena rock acts out there that could take over this one.
Yeah, this is definitely got some Mississippi in there with the Muscle Shoals too. There's some of the blues stuff. Sang it through an old bullet harmonica mic and a guitar amp. That's kind of fun. And because of the deadline in this album, I ended up singing the whole record in one day, doing all the lead vocals in a day. And I knew this song was going to shred my voice, so I saved it to last. On Account of You was sort of one that was going to begin to tear my voice up, and this one was going to be a blown speaker from this point forward. So after I sang this, I was finished for the day and for the next day too. But it was fun to go at for a while.
Enjoy it on Radio Margaritaville with Mac McAnally on Down by the River. This is Bound to Get Down.
Well, I was born in trouble, hey, but that's just me. If you ain't in trouble, friend, you're about to be. It's a force of nature, ain't something you get to choose. 'Cause in the course of living, you're bound to get down to the blues. Some people run off wild, some people walk the line. Some never do nothing, hey, it takes all kinds. And it don't really matter, here's some late-breaking news. In the course of living, you're bound to get down to the blues. Bound to get down. Get down.
Time to Get Down, Mac McAnally. What a great record. We're almost done, I'm sorry to say, but, you know, this
we're
is, we are just moving through it, like life itself. And big disappointment is we're up to what we're up to, like life itself. No, just kidding.
The big disappointment is a pet song. It's, you know, it's part of human nature, I think, to get the notion in your head that, that there's some kind of purchase or acquisition or level of success that's going to make everything okay. You know, we're going to get some new version 2.0 of everything instead of the version of everything that we have today that's going to make everything wonderful. And, you know, it's you're setting yourself up for a big disappointment when you think that way. It's better way, better in my estimation, just to enjoy whatever happens in your life and be thankful for it. But so a big disappointment is maybe you remember that movie War Games where they took a little game and they ran it out to its eventual big disappointment runs greed out to its eventual
sure does I just
resolution.
Can't be satisfied as the old blues song Muddy Waters I think,
oh yeah
once said yeah so here's Mac with Big Disappointment on Radio Margaritaville.
Got to play a little harp on this one.
First Christmas I remember, beneath that Christmas tree, was everything I asked for wrapped up and bought for me. It was a big disappointment. Turned out to be one big disappointment for me. One day I played the lottery. I thought it might be fun. I'll spare the boring details, just suffice to say I won. And what a big disappointment turned out to be, one big disappointment for me. If I'd known that all these dreams were coming true, I might have dreamed a better dream or two. Oh yeah, dream on. Well, I found a cure for cancer, and I cured the common cold. Felt about the same as when I won the Super Bowl. It was a big disappointment. Turned out to be a big disappointment for me. I dated supermodels, and I won the Nobel Prize. Ran nations and religions by the time I realized it was a big disappointment. Turned out to be a big disappointment for me. Oh, Solomon said all is vanity. Whoever said to be or not to be, got one big disappointment. And when I found my one true love, so precious and divine, lived happy ever after all 27 times. And what a big disappointment turned out to be, a big disappointment for me. Have pity on the working man, unschooled and unrefined, so unsophisticated, he's happy all the time. And what a big disappointment that has to be, one big disappointment, an extremely big disappointment.
On Radio Margaritaville, Mac McAnally, our special guest on a special occasion, Down by the River, is the album that is in our hands and can be in yours, too. I'm still an old school guy. I want the CD.
I want the cover in your hands.
I want the booklet. Yeah, I want the artwork and the lyrics and the musicians. And, oh, my goodness, this is, I would say, well, I'm not going to recommend what anybody else does, but I wouldn't settle for anything less than that. You know, I would go to Amazon or...
You're an old school guy. I'm an old school dropout.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, Down by the River is what you're looking for if you want to add it to your collection, and why wouldn't you? Or, you know, you can download it.
Yes.
You might steal it already.
Or you can pick songs, yeah. But I am proud of this batch of songs, though. It's you always, as a writer, when particularly, you know, for whatever course of events led me to get thrown into the Songwriters Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, you start to wonder if you still are hungry to go and do something you haven't done before. And in my case, I am. You know, I want to get better. I want to do something tomorrow that I haven't done yet in my life. And I hear that in this record. It's not that I'm a big fan of my singing or playing or writing necessarily, but I do hear that I still want to get better, and I'm still going at it. And that makes me feel good.
You still are. We're finishing up with Until Then, final song on the record, right?
Yeah, and I've always kind of been picky about the last song of the record. What's going to, because I know it's going to be 4 years before I make another one. So it's kind of the last taste in your mouth, last bite of a meal. I'm particular about that too.
Sure.
Until Then, it reminds me of some of the stuff on my very first album when I was 19 years old. It could have been on that album. It's the same guy singing, very innocent, open-minded kid's vantage point almost. But life is the best thing in the world, and until something else comes along, we should enjoy it until then. The song was written at Jimmy's guest house, and so it's a lucky place for me. I always carry blank paper when I go back to his guest house because it worked out really well that one time.
Blank paper and a guitar?
Had a guitar, yeah, that, as fate would have it, yes. Yeah. But Until Then is kind of a pet. It sounds like a really old Mac song back from the 70s, and I kind of like that about it.
Mac McAnally on Radio Margaritaville.
The scarcity of reason, the relentlessness of time, is part of some equation way beyond my feeble mind. I have an optimistic nature, but I also love the blues. Looking forward to the day I'm not afraid to watch the news. But until then, I keep sailing. Let the water and the wind show the best of what this world can be. Take your time, find your passion. Life goes on until it ends. Don't stop living until then. When to fight and when to swallow, when to listen, when to talk. These are lines that we're still learning how to read and how to walk. And the marketers of freedom and the profiteers of doom, the last 6,000 years they say the end is coming soon. But until then, I keep smiling. Let my family and friends show the best of what this world can be. Take your time, find your passion. Life goes on until it ends, but don't stop living until then. Excuse me while I wish upon a star. See how much alike we really are. Until passion. goes on until it ends. Don't stop living until then.
And there it is, Until Then, and Down by the River, from start to finish, with Mac McAnally and Radio Margaritaville. Mac, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve, and thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it.